أحمدك اللهم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأشهد أن محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise Allah and we bear witness there is no God but Him. And we bear witness that Muhammad is His messenger and the prophet. And we ask Allah to share His peace and the prayers upon the Prophet, his household, his companions, and his followers to the end of time. My dear fellow Muslims, some time ago I was with a group of Muslims discussing the issue of Islamic education. And as you know, time tells us that it is a very important subject. Islam is the same, but when we come to the field of Islamic education, we have seen variations. We have seen a kind of education that somehow is used to produce terrorists. And we have seen, on the other extreme, another view of Islamic education that reduces Islam to mere ritual and takes it away from life. And so, after generations of thinking, all my life I've been interested in this, I came to some almost conclusions that I would like to share with you. If I want to summarize Islam in one or two words, what would that word be? And I think it is essential, before going into the field of Islamic education, to be aware of the nucleus and the basis and the center of what Islam is. I didn't have to devise something on my own, because reading the Quran, I could find it very clearly. And if we ask the question, why is Islam? Why did God send Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam with the religion of Islam? We find the answer in the Quran itself. As God subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. You Muhammad, God says, We have sent you for no other reason than mercy. Mercy to whom? Is it to Muslims? Is it to Arabs? Is it your tribe? No. To the worlds. Not only the world. There is an S at the end. Universal. Mercy everywhere, every time. And this is the core and the reason and the only reason for the mission of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And so when we think of teaching Islam, we are like someone who's proposing to erect a building. The building cannot stand without its foundations, even though the foundations are the only part of the building which the eye cannot see, which is underground. But it is the most important part of the building, especially if you want to build a high building, because without the foundation, the higher the building, the more dangerous it becomes, because it will fall down, and when a one-story building falls, it wouldn't cause the danger which happens when a 10-story building falls. And so the first thing to teach in Islam is the foundation. And the foundation is mercy. And it should be in the forefront of every Muslim educator or parent at home proposing to teach Islam, that it is all about mercy and loving other people, not only your own, but it is a universal message of love and compassion and mercy. And upon this foundation, and not before the foundation, then you start the building. And as I see it, Islam is a three-story building. First floor, second floor, third floor. And they are not separate floors. They are interconnected by steps, by stairs, by elevators, but they are closely connected with one another. And as you read the Quran, you can realize clearly what those three stories are. The one is the realm of worship, personal relation with your Creator, acknowledging this universe did not create itself by itself, but was created by a Creator, and that man was amongst the creatures of that Creator, and man was made special because he had been given the two blessings of a mind to think and of freedom to choose. Animals don't share this. Angels don't share this. Angels are not subject to temptation. They behave according to their intuition. But we have been given the knowledge of right and wrong, the feeling that right can be difficult and that wrong can be tempted. And we think and discover and know And we have the full liberty. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. We have the freedom. Of course it is not an absolute freedom. Nothing human is absolute. But I know this is good, this is evil. I choose, and therefore I am responsible. And if I can evade the responsibility in this world, responsibility awaits me in a world to come. And this is the Muslim belief. And the first chapter of Islam is relation with the Creator, that we call worship, prayer, fasting, almsgiving, doing the pilgrimage. These are the pillars of Islam as the Prophet ﷺ taught us. But then there is another area in Islam, which is the main area, and this is the area of mu'amalat, dealings. How we deal with one another. How a human being should deal with other human beings. With himself, with his family, neighbors, citizens, children of my country, children of humanity, people believing in my religion, people not believing in my religion, but believing in similar religions like Christianity and Judaism, or without a religion or other religions like the rest of the people of the world. And this is almost all about Islam. Because the Prophet teaches us الدين المعاملة. Religion is how you deal with the others. And this is the other and the main area of Islam. The third one, of course, is the purely legal system of Islam. And most of it has been left for us to devise, given some guidelines of Islam, and only very few have been spelt out clearly and dictated upon us, and we cannot change them. Of course, when it comes to the legal aspect of Islam, and we Muslims live as a minority amongst non-Muslim people, it is fair and square and Islamic not to try to impose the specifics of our law on the majority of people amongst which we live and a part of whom we are. Although we should strive always as citizens that the laws of our country be just and fair and conducive of goodness and preventive of evil. And in the main area of Islam, that is dealings with other people, we should be active in promoting the good values, the values of love and cooperation, and the ihsan to other people, and do that with the knowledge that this is the main part of our Islam. Remember the example of the Prophet when he was sitting with some friends and a janazah was passing. And he stood up in respect for the dead person in that funeral. and someone drew the prophet's attention, prophet of God, this is the funeral of a person who was a Jew. And the prophet would say, isn't he a human soul? And so the prophet stood up in respect to the janazah of the Jew. Rahmah, love. And this is the sine qua non of faith. A faithful person, a mu'min, who has God in his heart, then his heart has no place for hatred. It is love all the way, even if you fight. And war in Islam is like a surgical operation. The surgeon does not hate the patient, but he might take the knife and open him out of love. Even war in Islam has its ethics, has its merciful aspects, has its goals. And sometimes, when I think of war as we see it today, very unhuman, cannot be condoned by Islam or by any other religion. And the conclusion I came to is that humanity should get rid of the idea of war like we got rid of smallpox. And the human being at the acme of civilization should find another way for solving their problems than killing one another, especially that war is no index of who is right and who is wrong, but it only shows who is stronger and who is weaker. This is Islam as I've been taught it, as I've been thinking it, as it is, and the Muslims should be aware as they teach their children what Islam is, to teach it along these lines. Of course, the three areas of Islam are interconnected, because in ritual and worship, when I pray, for example, I have the saying of the Prophet that whoever whose prayer does not prevent him from doing abominations, then his prayer is useless. The three areas of Islam, worship, dealings, and laws, are interconnected. They are not separate from one another. But the main thing again, the foundation that is often forgotten in many schools that teach Islam, the sine qua non, the thing without which the building is useless and will crumble down, is وَمَا أَرْسَلَّاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you, Muhammad, for nothing else but to be mercy to the worlds. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. سألوا ربكم يستجب لكم. الحمد لله بفضله تتم الصالحات، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، قدر كل ما مضى وكل ما هو آت، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل بيته وعلى أصحابه وعلى تابعيه وعلى من اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. My dear brethren, I have summarized my call to Islam for the last many years of my life. And I thank Allah for giving me the life to attain this. My call to Islam is a call to love. Love God and love the creatures and the creation of God. اللهم املأ قلوبنا بمحبتك وحببنا فيك وأحبنا وحببنا في خلقك وحببهم فينا واجعلنا مصابيح نور وهداية واجعلنا قبسا من رحمتك وأشعة من نورك وأحينا وأمتنا وابعثنا على لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم قوموا إلى صلاتكم.